This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Senator Barack Obama has now won 8 straight Democratic nominating contests. And for the first time, he leads Senator Hillary Clinton in the delegate count. It's a very slim margin, and neither candidate has a clear enough lead in delegates to secure the presidential nomination. So both candidates are aggressively courting superdelegates.
And those superdelegates are essentially independents. They're powerful members of the party, governors, members of Congress, various party officials, who can make their own choices. They make up about a fifth of all available delegates, and this year could decide the race. Sherrod Brown is one of them. He's a Democratic senator from Ohio and so far hasn't endorsed either candidate. Joins us now to talk about this. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, your state's upcoming primary, it's on March 4th, could go a long way toward prolonging or deciding the race. So you must be hearing hourly from both sides.
Certainly. I mean, both sides are talking to the superdelegates. They're talking to all kinds of activists in Ohio. And the excitement of this race is something I've never seen as a long time elected official and longtime activist. My view is I want the millions of more people in Ohio and Wisconsin and Texas and Pennsylvania and North Carolina to speak out and to be heard.
Well, let me ask how the pitches to you, and they're made to you personally, how do they differ, if they do, from the appeal that these campaigns are making to voters?
They don't differ much. They're beginning to differ because I think you're going to see a different message in Ohio, in Wisconsin, in states that have been hard hit by manufacturing job loss. And I think the winner of these states in Ohio, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania particularly, but the others too, is going to be the candidate with the big idea about what do we do to help the middle class? What do we do to restore manufacturing, alternative energy, trade, infrastructure? And I think the candidate that speaks most articulately and forcefully with a big idea about those issues will not just win Ohio in March, but will win Ohio in November and become the next president.
Right, but you're really speaking about the sort of pitch, if you will, they're making to voters. What about to you, though? Does it turn on such things as I can be elected?
Some, but I think that both candidates can make a good case that Hillary can make that case, Barack can make that case, that each is the most electable. For me, it really is, because they know what. I mean, it really is about what are they going to do in Ohio in the middle class? What are they going to do in this country? And I think that they know the kind of race I ran in 06 for the Senate and against an incumbent, talking about those economic issues. How do you fight for the middle class? And they know that's what appeals to me for my support. And I've talked with them about trade and infrastructure and alternative energy for 6 months, each of them, when I see them in the hallway and going to vote in the Russell Building, for instance, or on the Senate floor. So they know that message will work in Ohio, and they know I think both of them understand that's the way to govern once they're in office.
Now, stepping back for a moment, as a super delegate, who are you most responsible to the voters in your state or to your own judgment about who would be the best candidate for president? In other words, do you follow the voters or do you follow your own judgment?
I think you ultimately follow your own judgment about what's best for the country. And that's I'm going to certainly pay attention to people that talk to me representing both candidates or just people that talk to me generally. I'm going to listen to the voters in Ohio. A lot can happen between March and the August convention. I want to look at the movement of the country, and I specifically want to hear very specifically what are they going to do for the middle class in Ohio and across the country.
Now, you haven't made a commitment, as we said, but more than half of the superdelegates have already endorsed either Clinton or Obama. How solid are those commitments?
I think they're solid. I don't think people in politics, for all the negative things we can say about all of us, if you give your word, you stick with it on something like this. And I think those that are committed, unless one of the candidates gets far enough ahead that the other decides to drop out or that the other doesn't, it's not mathematically impossible, but very unlikely that one of the candidates could win, then I think there are discussions. But I think people live up to their words.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Glad to. Thank you, Renee.
Ohio Senator and Superdelegate Sherrod Brown. NPR political editor Ken Rudin looks at the controversial role superdelegates might play in the Democratic Party's nominating process in his latest Political Junkie column. That's at npr.org/elections.